Welcome to Section 23, Who Gift Wraps Moments at Your School? Why Attention to Detail is the Real Retention Strategy. Read to you by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Where we are. G just spent the last Sunday afternoon back in the EdTech trenches, running an experience mapping workshop for a group of school technologists. As they were mapping out the Monday morning reality, that messy, high-friction moment where a teacher is trying to take attendance while the Wi-Fi drops and a student is having a meltdown, G was reminded of an insightful podcast episode she listened to a while back featuring the Spain-born, Japan-based illustrator Louis Mendo. Mendo tells a story about a man in a Japanese bookshop who took several minutes to wrap a gift with excruciating, meditative slowness. When Mendo tried to hurry him, the man looked up and said, "Do you want it gift-wrapped or not?" In Japan, this is the shokunin spirit, the artisan's commitment to doing a thing properly, all the way with no shortcuts. As school leaders, we are excellent at handling the gift itself, the multi-million-dollar curricula, the strategic plans, the recruitment of top talent, but the conversation with colleagues yesterday confirmed a strategic blind spot. We are often delivering a beautiful gift in a torn, messy wrapper. The wrapper is the experience. In school operations, the wrapping is your information architecture. It's the wayfinding in our portals. It's the plain language in our policies. It's the front door you build for every process. If a teacher has to click 8 times to request a stapler, or a parent can't figure out who to email about a bullying concern, the wrapper is broken. When the wrapping is difficult to open, people eventually stop wanting the gift. Louis Mendo noted that frictionless life is too cold, and it's true that in design, friction can lead to serendipity. But in schools, unintended friction is a tax on the soul. It's the opposite of the shokunin spirit. Without that intentionality, we tell our community their time doesn't quite matter. Strategizing retention through the micro. We often think of retention as a macro problem solved by salary increases or expensive campus upgrades. But true retention, for both families and staff, is won or lost in these microscopic moments of intentional wrapping. For families, the wrapper is trust. Trust is a series of microscopic interactions. When a parent raises a concern and enters a black box of silence for 4 days, they don't think you're busy, they think you don't care. The shokunin move. Closing that visibility gap with a Friday pulse update is the act of gift wrapping a difficult moment. It tells the parent, "I am holding this situation with care, even if it isn't resolved yet." This is the black box problem G wrote about earlier, pulled open just enough to let a little light in. For staff, the wrapper is cognitive peace. Burnout rarely comes from the big projects. It comes from the triage tax, the low-grade cognitive load of navigating broken pathways, which G's written about before. The shokunin move. When you apply an artisan's mindset to a procurement form, making it intuitive and low floor, you aren't just being efficient, you are gift wrapping their day. You are giving that teacher back the cognitive capacity they need for their students. This is PathMap's thinking applied to something as mundane as buying a stapler. Simplicity is a leadership service. True craftsmanship and leadership means interrogating design instead of blaming people. When we ignore the micro, we force our people to exercise the silent veto. They smile in the meeting and then quietly return to whatever worked for them previously, because change fatigue is real and our systems are too exhausting to navigate. The man in the bookshop knew that the experience of the gift began with the first fold of the paper. Our job is to see the spaghetti paths we've created and be brave enough to straighten them. We must ask, who is gift wrapping the moments at our school? This week's move, the shokunin micro audit. Pick one tiny routine interaction in your school this week. Maybe it's how a teacher reports a broken light bulb or how a new family finds the bus schedule. Number one, walk the path. Actually do the task yourself. Number two, check the wrapper. How many clicks? How much jargon? Where does the status bar disappear? Number three, refold the paper. Can you remove one unnecessary step? Can you clarify one sentence? Can you make the front door more obvious? Small details aren't extra work. They are the work that makes the gift of education possible to receive. Thanks for listening.